to the adventure and put me on W4CY Radio.
Wake up, America! It's time for the Adventures of Hype Man on W4CY.com, West Palm Beach's number one internet radio station. Here's your host, the Hype Man.
This is the Pipe Man here on the Adventures of Pipe Man W4CY Radio, and I'm very excited about our next guest who has some badass new music that's going to be coming out. Michael from Sunflower Dead, how are you?
I'm pretty good, man. How you been?
I'm good. Tell us a little bit about Sunflower Dead. For those who have not heard you, how would you describe your music? And I'm not about the genre, just I'd like to hear how the artist describes their own music.
I think where we are now is on the simplest version. We're a heavy rock band, but I think we're, you know, to me, what we're doing now is very epic and beautiful and lyrically heavy and on a path of trying to find the honesty of who we are as artists and people. That's kind of where we are.
So tell us about the new music. What can we expect from it? What songs do you love on it? And probably all of them, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's 9 songs on the new album. There's 10 pieces of music, but 9 songs. And I think they're all kind of pillars that hold up what our new album, March of the Leper, is. I'm really proud of it, just in the sense that, you know, there's accordion all over the record. There's piano on the record. It's some of the heaviest stuff we've ever done. It's some of the most beautiful stuff we've ever done. Some of the most musical stuff we've ever done. And that really, you know, lends itself because of, you know, how far Jaboob, my guitarist, pushed himself and getting his talent across this time and really showcasing what he can do on the instrument. So it's really cool.
I think it's totally cool. And I'll tell you what else I really liked. Okay, so these 9 tracks, and I was reading this and I was going, wow, that is a mouthful, but what a great description. The 9 tracks come from a place of, fuck it, you don't care when we don't care, and we'll just do what we do. And for the unwanted, the uninvited, the left out, the forgotten, the outcast, and the damned. I love that.
Yeah, that's pretty much kind of how we feel. But the funny thing is, it's not like a fuck you negative thing. It's more just like accepting who we are and being happy about it and being positive about it. It's more of like a positive thing, you know. It's not like, fuck you, we're going to do what we want. We don't want to be a part of the music industry, because we totally do. It's just like, hey, this is who we are. We're not going to try and change who we are. We're not going to try and fit into any fads. Not that I even know what the fad of music is nowadays, because it's all over the damn place. And we're just going to be us and be happy and kick ass and be the best us we can be. And that's kind of where we are. So we've accepted the fact that, you know, certain people aren't going to accept us in the industry, and that's just fine. You know, we still like them. We still love them, in fact. It's all good.
See, I got that from it, because my attitude is always like, just everybody should just be themselves. Just be you. There doesn't have to be a label to it, and nobody has to worry about what other people are doing. Just worry about what you're doing and be yourself and be authentic. That's all.
I mean, at the end of the day, that's kind of the only thing somebody truly has to offer that's different from anyone else, is to just be themselves.
Exactly.
That's what you get in life.
And I find that true in music, and you can always tell. So I can tell bands or artists that they're trying to be something else, but I can also tell the ones that are just, you know, they're just sitting around and they were experimenting with what they wanted to do with music. They didn't have to be like anybody else. They just had to be them. And whether it was good for everybody else doesn't really matter. It just ends up that way.
It does. And sometimes it happens on purpose, and sometimes it happens by accident with artists. But with us, it's now just kind of like we've just kind of just saying, hey, this is who we are, and we're getting better at what we do, and we love it, and we're not really going to be confined by anybody about anything. We're just going to do us, and everyone is welcome along for the ride because we want everyone involved.
And that's the way it should be. That's what music is all about. To me, like, that's why I think during this whole pandemic, I think what's made people maybe not in their best mental health and not really happy was the absence of live music. I think that pulls us all together. It's the best therapy there is.
I think you're right. I mean, it just goes to the fact that people need connection, you know, and live music is as much as music is easy to get, you can watch live streams and all that, that's still not connection. There's something about being in the audience at a show, in the movie theater, you know, seeing a band, seeing a play, seeing art, something, just live connection, feeling the energy and the vibe of everybody in the room and the artist performing. It's unlike anything else. And I believe that, you know, the human connection is why we all do art anyway, and it's what everybody needs. And I think it's a big reason why the last year and a half was extremely difficult for people.
Oh, no doubt. You know, I just got home for like the first time in a month going out and doing radio coverage for festivals, which is something I always do except the last year and a half. And all I could think of while I was doing this was, man, that's the most alive I've felt in a year and a half.
Right. That's exactly how we felt on this tour we just completed. Was we just felt like we were completely alive, completely present in the moment, and also very thankful, which is something that's like a new feeling. Like, I'm very thankful to be up on stage every time now. It doesn't matter how many people are watching. It's just like, man, I love this and I'm going to enjoy this because I never know when this can be taken away again.
I think that's the positive that comes out of this whole pandemic from both sides, the artist and the attendee or the listener, you know, because we kind of took music for granted, I think.
I think so. I think artists and fans, I think everybody was just kind of getting complacent for a long time. And you can kind of see that in the music that's been put out over the last 10 years or so. Not that there hasn't been great bands and great music, because there has, but just overall, just the attitude, the vibe. You know, the disrespect to rock and metal overall in the industry and from the fans. It's kind of, I think people got very complacent, and you take it away. And what I hoped was that people would go, you know what? We need this just like we need all forms of art, because I think everything should be always on the menu. I'm not for like only this style should be out there. I'm for everything being out there. And I think people missed rock and metal a lot because it is so fan driven. You know, it is the one music that is so fan-driven and kind of needed that little reset. And I'm hoping it becomes a huge reset, personally.
Me too, because, you know, I even saw some people, like, on Facebook, as they normally do, complain. And I'm like, really? I don't care if somebody got up on stage and was playing a recorder. I'd be happy to be there.
Right, because you're like you said, you're about that human connection, you know, that live feeling, you know. I mean, there's always going to be people that complain about everything, you know. Just like, hey, look, the bottom line is some venues are requiring proof of vaccination. Look, they're just trying to find a way to have shows, those people.
Yeah.
You know, those businesses. It's a business, too. There's some bands that are for it. There's some bands that are against it. Sunflower Dead, we're cool with whatever. You know, we're just, you know, we try and keep it more simple. We're about trying to get in front of people wherever we can. So it doesn't matter to us what those stipulations are. And, you know, I mean, it's needed for my well-being to be on the road and to be playing in front of people. So
no,
I know that there's people, there's fans that need that, just like I need to perform it. They need to be a part of it.
Absolutely. And that's, we're one big family together. And that's why we need this so much. So I'm thankful that you have this new music coming out, and you even dropped the second single on September 10th, Falling Down. Tell us a little bit about the single.
Falling Down is a track about duality, which is something we've been exploring, you know, probably on each record we have. You know, it's funny, we've always been this heavy band that's really commercial, but really heavy. And the one goal I had on this record was to really perfect the line between the two, you know, because I didn't want to say, you know, some people go, oh, we're going to be more radio friendly on this song. Or some people go, okay, well, this is our heavy song. But I don't really want to do that. I just want to do what I want to do in each song and make it the best it can be, whether it's, you know, no matter how heavy or accessible it is. So that was the goal on this album, to be to perfect that line. And I think a song like Falling Down really perfects that line for us. It encompasses everything we do, from absolute brutality to beautiful melody to epicness and just overall heaviness and quality songwriting. So it's like it kind of sums that up. It's not a radio single, but it's not a catchy song, but it was something we wanted to put out. And the reason it was put out second, because like most bands, when they put out a new record, they automatically start putting out their radio singles, per se, if they're a radio band, right?
Right.
Well, we chose to not do that on this album. We chose to put out a bunch of cool tracks first that are still really good and catchy, but they're cool. You know, they showcase other elements that wouldn't be on the radio, because we didn't want those to get lost behind radio singles. Like some people just check out, okay, that song's released to radio, that's the only one that matters. And that's just not the case with this record. We're actually not putting out a radio single, quote unquote, until the fifth song, because I want people to check out the cool stuff first and build up to the radio single. It's kind of backwards.
Well, that's cool with me, because I'm OG. Was all about when I was a teenager, if it made the radio, I didn't want to listen to it anymore. So,
yeah, right. Yeah, it was probably written by some shitty songwriter, and then, you know, it sucked. But it's like on this album, we didn't even think about writing a single. We just wrote songs that made Jabu and I excited. And then however they turned out is how they turned out. Like in the sense of like, it wasn't like, okay, now we need to show our tough side. Now we need to show our sad side. It was like, no, let's just write songs that really excite us, and then that's what we had, and they are what they are. You know, it was the most unplanned and just it was the most free thinking album we've ever done,
and I love that. See, I love real, and that's exactly what you're describing. Even with the singles that you're dropping, to me those are probably the ones that are the most real to you. And so I love that. And I thought this was pretty cool. Okay, so even though the album drops in March of 2022, you have it now available for pre-order, and it's in these 7 different packages. And what immediately caught my attention, so yeah, it had CDs, it had vinyl, but it had cassette too. So that's badass.
I know, right? You know, that started as a joke. Like I put a little thing on social media. Would anybody like a cassette of our new album? Figuring people would be like, no. And so many people were like, I totally want a cassette. And I was like, really? I was like, this is insane. Because I know some people are kind of doing that on the underground. They're printing cassettes. And I'm like, all right, you know what? Let's do a little joke. Well, enough people did it that I was like, you know what? I'm going to order a really small limited amount. And what do you know? They're selling. I'm going, okay, cool, right on. You know, these people want a cassette. Have at it. I got excited when I got the box of them because I was like, this looks really cool. I can't believe I just purchased cassettes. But damn, right? It reminds me of when I was a kid.
No doubt. Right on. Yeah, and I'm from the tape trading days. So to me, it's like when you start saying there's an underground thing going on, this is like, I think, the third interview in the past month where the band released cassettes. And I'm like, they're making a comeback.
It's dude, it is crazy. I don't know why anybody would want to listen to a cassette because they don't sound really good.
True.
I don't know. You know, they're junky and bulky. But still, when I saw the box of them, I was like, wow, this is cool. Like, this looks really cool, and this excites me. It makes me feel like music is alive. So, you know, people want them. I'm happy to get it for them. It was really cool. There's totally going to be limited edition, and we're going to sign them. And then, you know, it is what it is. But the cool thing now is anybody that does the pre-order now up to October 28th, on October 29th, we're doing a free drawing of everybody that pre-ordered the album to that point. And the winner randomly gets a free Jackson guitar signed by everyone in Sunflower Dead for free.
Wow. That, oh man, that's incentive enough. If the music wasn't enough, that definitely is. And the music definitely is. It's badass. So I recommend everybody pre-order this. And I also want them to follow you guys on social media. So why don't you tell them, first of all, how they can pre-order the album and then how they can connect to you guys on socials.
So the main thing is the main hub is sunflowerdead.com. You know, people forget about that stuff because of everything else, but sunflowerdead.com has everything, especially when ordering our merch or the CDs, you know, the pre-order, all that stuff. But also you can go to obviously Facebook, Sunflower Dead, Twitter, Instagram. I think we even have a TikTok now. We have, you know, obviously YouTube. And the thing is, anybody that contacts us on those pages, I see it and read it, and I will respond. And if it's not me, it's somebody else in the band. So, you know, we're very responsive, and people just need to read one little thing. Even though they're pre-ordering the record now, it will not ship until the week before March 4th, 2022, because that's when the record comes out. So we can't ship it yet. So people are questioning me like, hey, did my CD ship yet? And I'm going, well, no, because the record doesn't come out till next year, but read the fine print.
There you go. Well, everybody needs to pre-order it. Anyway, it's badass. Thank you for making such great music, and thank you for being on The Adventures of Pipe Man.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you for listening to The Adventures of Pipe Man on W4CY Radio.